Hello everyone, this is Anupriya Chaudhary and you are listening to Mommy Tincture, and this is day 12 of 365 days of gentle parenting, a challenge that I have set myself up to. So 11 days have been quite good, except for one incident yesterday. That was day 11, when I had a near meltdown on my elder son. But he had made a blunder, a genuine blunder, which did call for some reprimanding action. So what I did instead was that exactly 8 words later, I just held my tongue and I made sure that what needed to be done was done. And later on, I asked him questions. So questions like, do you think what happened was right? Do you think that you like that you are in this situation? How would you like to change this situation? And how would you like to ensure that this does not happen in future? So the good part was that I could already see that he is on a corrective path today morning. I hope it's sustainable and it lasts. And today again, it was a good day, as I said, that I saw the change in my older son, in his attitude, whatever was discussed yesterday. The younger son was okay. He attended his live class. He played. He's not feeling well a little bit, but that's okay. I'm dealing with it and I've given him medicines. So all that is fine. And in the afternoon, after we had our early lunch, we planned to go to Mansa Devi. So Mansa Devi is this amazing, amazing temple in Chandigarh near Panchkula. And I have fond memories of this place, of visiting this place as a child. And whenever I come to Chandigarh to stay at my parents' place, I make sure that I go to Mansa Devi and offer my prayers to the goddess there. So today was one day that I decided it's high time we made the visit, because we are slated to fly back to Kolkata on Monday. And I thought that, and I was relatively free this afternoon. So we went there and I was amazed at how the place had changed in the last 3 years. There was so much developmental construction going on, and there are so many extended shops that have come up. So it was a good visit. We went to the temple, the kids enjoyed themselves, and while coming back, there is this place, you know, a lot of shops are there, and all these shops are for the prasad that you buy, that you offer to the goddess. You can buy prasad from there, you can buy souvenirs for your friends, and then there are numerous shops which sell toys. Now these toys are not very good quality, because I think they are actually meant for the crowds that come in leaps during the festive season from the villages nearby. But that's besides the point. The point is that my kids threw a tantrum that they wanted to buy something. You will have to buy us this, was their statement. And I, like a calm head, said, I don't have to buy you anything from here. And then I thought that the kids do deserve an explanation. And to give them an explanation, I told them that these toys are not very good quality. And you have to realize that you really don't need these things. So, because you go everywhere and everybody complies with your demands, it doesn't mean that the demands are right. And today, I am not going to comply to your demand. The older son has grown up, I would say, and he was quick to understand and just step back with his demands. But the younger son created a scene in the midst of the market, throwing a tantrum. And I just stood there and I told him, these are not good quality stuff. I will not buy it for you. And I gave him an option that you have the option rather to take a couple of rides. So you have these village fairs, you have rides there. So there are similar rides in this place also. And I told my son that you are free to take those rides. I won't say no, but you are not allowed to buy any toys. With a very heavy heart and very grudgingly, he agreed to those rides. But once that was done, he was back to square one. I need the toys. I was tired of giving him logic, so I just tried to distract him. And I distracted him by talking about his cousin and the one he loves so much, and the toys that he already has at home and how much he enjoys them. So yes, I am patting my back right now because I think I did a good job of dealing with my child's tantrums without losing cool. So I learned two things from this. One was that giving a reason and talking them out through a reason helps to some extent, because he agreed, wo achhe quality ka nahi hai, phir bhi mujhe chahiye. It's not of good quality, but still I need it. And then I was like, why do you need it? And then I bought him and I distracted him. Yes, and that's the second strategy, that you distract them to things that they have already and they would be more than eager to discuss about those things. So these are the two strategies that I found to be fruitful today, and I think that you could also try these things and see how they work out for you. Or in case if you have any other parenting tricks that you have up your sleeves and that have helped you in the past or still help you in dealing with kid tantrums, do share them with me, and I would love to try them out with my own kids. So that's about it about the day. And the good part is that whatever happened during the day, the kids have gone to sleep as happy people. And why that happened is because we were just watching some short videos about this viral trend that's called Pari Hori Hai. I don't remember the name of this Pakistani model, or if she's an actress, I'm not sure. And this has gone viral. And Nikonj, while watching it, my older son, while watching those videos, he came up with his own versions to create memes. And he has asked me that if we could do the videos tomorrow morning. I will have to see if I will have the enthusiasm, the energy, and he would have the intention to do those. So we might do that. And once I do that and upload it on Facebook, I will share the link with all of you in the description of the podcast, and that should be fun. But coming back to the point that the kids went to bed happy people, I think it's very important for everybody to just keep aside all the stress of the day and de-stress a little, unwind a little before they go to sleep. And ever since the lockdown started, I have made sure that I might shout at my kids during the day. I might scold them, or whatever happens during the day, whatever, all the stress of the day will be left outside the bedroom. And when they step inside the bedroom to go to sleep, we have this 5 to 10 minutes of unwinding. It could be a song, it could be some joke, it could be general like pulling, and we all go to sleep as happy people. That's very important, I guess, for children, because it's very important for everyone, in fact, but more so for children, because a lot of their brain development happens while they are sleeping. And if they go to sleep as happy people, I think that can only positively impact their brain development. And ever since I made this practice, I have become so mindful of their happy faces, their laughter, their giggles, their smiles, and their enthusiasm when they finally jump into their bed. that it makes everything worth it. It makes me feel proud of myself. Yes, I'm a narcissist mother, and I really feel proud of myself when my kids are happy, because I have laid some foundation right somewhere. So that's about it. I think some other day I will take up the topic of how you can bring in fun with your kids, how you can have general fun with your kids and de-stress yourself and help the kids also unwind. But that will be a conversation for another day. For today, you were listening to Mommy Tencha. I am Anupriya Chaudhary, and I am on day 12 of 365 days of gentle parenting.